You always have sympathy for the conned, none for the con men. You know, that's a wise man, Michael Brooks, used to always say. I blame Wall Street and billionaires and a dedicated campaign of misinformation over decades that has been perpetrated against Social Security, right? So, oh, it's going bankrupt. You can't count on it. It's filled with fraud. It's undermined. All of these negative stories that are out there, that's a campaign from Wall Street, right? So their goal is to convince you that you're going to get nothing so that you will be willing to accept less than you're owed. That's the con, to convince you that you're going to get nothing so that you're willing to accept less than you're owed. Wall Street perpetrates it. The media, super complicit in it. So I definitely throw the media in there. You have Wall Street perpetrating this campaign, and the media are amplifying it. Just now, the media is starting to wake up to the real story, because they're like, whoa, checks aren't getting to people. Like, this system has always worked incredibly well. Now they're starting to see what happens when it's not working well. And then the magnet, it dawns on them. They're like, whoa, 70 million Americans? And we're talking about some of the most vulnerable people you can imagine, like 104-year-old, right? Like, they have no communication with people, no network. That Social Security check's the only thing that they have. They can't miss a month. You know, like, you had this billionaire go on TV and say if his mother-in-law missed a payment, she wouldn't mind it. Only fraudsters complain. I mean, come on. How out of touch can you be when you have tens of millions of Americans where this is their only source of income, or it counts for 90% of their income? And then just to ensure, you know, it's an attack. It's not like that wasn't a throwaway. Elon Musk, when he went on Fox News, he said the same thing. You know, only fraudsters complain if they don't get a check. They're trying to make people feel like if their check doesn't show up in their bank account, it's on them. Like, only fraudsters complain. Like, come on. It's our money. If my money doesn't show up in my bank account, you can be sure I'm going to complain. And everyone should complain if even a penny less than what you're supposed to get is showing up in your bank account, or it's showing up late. So what we're dealing with is an overt campaign that's been waged against Social Security since 1935, right? So Alf Landon, here's the guy who ran against FDR. He ran on an explicitly anti-Social Security platform. It's the same attacks that we've been hearing since the birth, the creation of Social Security. So who do I blame? It's primarily the billionaires. So we're at socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on all of the socials, at Social Security Works. So we like Blue Sky, Facebook we're on. We're on X as well. But also right now, I would invite people to go to handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Right now, it's focused on this build towards the April 5th protests, but there'll be a lot more there as well. So handsoffsocialsecurity.org. Find us on social media, Social Security Works, and our website, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now that you know where we've been, find out where we're going. Tune in to Ladies Love Politics, where you can stay informed without going insane.